The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to hear the truth, unfiltered. It's Sean Salisbury, unfiltered. He's played football, baseball, and basketball. He played pro football for 10 years, and he's been a broadcaster for 12 years. Now he takes it to the internet radio airwaves. Get ready for sports talk like you've never heard before. Now, here's Sean Salisbury.
Hey, welcome. Good to see you guys. Happy Thursday morning to you. Real quick, don't you find it funny? Don't you love this? Not what he did, but this Julian Assange, I don't even know how you pronounce him, this WikiLeaks founder who's a smut digger and a sellout. Don't you find it funny how appropriate and how karma that he was denied bail and in London and is being charged with rape? On a young lady in Sweden? Don't you think that's not the rape? But don't you think it's amazing? I think we ought to start digging on the diggers. Don't you? These guys who dig up smut, don't you think we ought to start digging into their lives? That's what we need to do. These diggers who do everything they can to ruin people, like this dude, or some of the smut sites and internet, and these people who do it that aren't real journalists and investigative reporters that do it properly on the news or for, 2020. But the ones who dig smut up, don't you think that we ought to dig on the diggers? 888-346-9144. Karma's a bitch, folks, in any walk of life. It can be a good bitch or it can be a bad one. We all like a good bitch in every walk of life. But as I find it absolutely hilarious, and people, the diggers who dig just to cause trouble, we'll get theirs. But don't you think we ought to find somebody to dig against the diggers? You know, the guy who's trying to find out whose wife's cheating on who, or, instead of letting them work it out themselves and try to ruin a family or try to ruin a finance, all those things. If you're a real journalist and you can find cheating going on, go for it. I'm talking about cheating in a company where people are trying to steal your money or at a bank. I get that. But when somebody's just trying to ruin and do stuff that's illegal, but they are not held accountable for it, don't you think it's time that we start digging on the diggers and let them get a taste of what it's like to have somebody try and ruin their life? I think it's absolutely, charged to rape, but boy, he's going to spend time digging up smut and on companies and documents and private documents. Well, guess what? You get what you deserve, so deal with it. Urban Meyer, we'll have our girl talk at some point today. We got a lot of sports. And again, Monday we go from for 2 hours, starting the show 2 hours Monday through Friday, which is going to be awesome. And we'll get after it. Great guest hosts. We'll have a blast. And we'll make this thing roll. And we'll be unfiltered as ever, as we always are, every single day, which you don't get anywhere else in the country, unless you're listening to Howard Stern, who I love. And did you hear the rumor? Wouldn't this be awesome? Shoot, I think I should do the sports version of Howard Stern, keep this show, but also do one on iTunes. Word on the street is Howard Stern, and this was like a couple days ago, but, you try to confirm and stuff. You know he's leaving Sirius XM to go, and his original contract, I believe, was 5 years, $500 million. There's word on the street that 3 years, $600 million to do a show for iTunes. I love it. He can be Howard Stern. iTunes, think about all the listeners and the people that are into it. I'd love it. Need a sports version of that for $600 million. That'd be great. But I love this. I love doing this. Awesome, awesome gig we got here. And Unfiltered has given us an opportunity to tell it like it is in sports and in the world, unlike the normal, oh, here we go again, same thing every day. You're not allowed to be on. You're not allowed to, if you're broadcasting the Dolphins games, you're not allowed to be overly critical of the Dolphins on their radio station, which is complete bullshit, okay? If you suck, you suck in everything we do. So we got a lot going on. The Red Sox, Cliff Lee got offered about 7 years, $1.65 to the Yankees. I don't know how anybody's going to match that, and I always find it funny now, and I'm reading comments from the Dallas people. And now they're a little bit mad, a little bit, a little angry at that. Oh, you go ahead and go now. I mean, it's amazing how they couldn't get their tongue out of his rear end all the time. Couldn't get their tongue out of Cliff Lee's rear end, and understandably so. Understandably so. And now, go ahead and go. We go ahead and go. You guys don't want him to go, but I just find it fascinating how all of a sudden now he's a, because the Yankees came in and offered him this, that he's all of a sudden a bum. Oh, why do we, great pitcher, but man, we can't, why is he going? Because you know what, every last one of you do it too. For 20, 25 million more, you're going too. I don't care what you say, you're going too. You just are. Keep an eye on that. How about the Red Sox, which is my team, and I couldn't be more elated. Adrian Gonzalez, Carl Crawford. Adrian Gonzalez, Carl Crawford. Huge. I know Torrey Hunter's bummed. He thought they were going thought Carl was headed to the Angels. Headed to the Red Sox. As long as their pitching holds up, and as long as their hitting stays healthy, no team's been more injured than the Red Sox were last year. But man alive, how about this lineup? I mean, you go up and down that lineup, who are you going to get out? Crawford will lead off or bat second, depending on the Pedroia, those guys will be 1-2. Third will be, it'll be 3-4, Euclid and Gonzalez. Poppy hits 5. Who, what, J.D. Drew, I guess, is hitting 6. Is that true? I believe. Your catchers. Your catchers are going to hit. Well, here we go. Pedroia leadoff, Crawford, Euclid, Gonzalez, Ortiz. Jed Lowry is probably going to be the shortstop. J.D. Drew in right field, and then either Salta LaMacchia will probably be the everyday catcher with Veritek coming off the bench. And your center fielder and hitting 9th, who was a great table setter, had an off year, banged up much of the year, is Jacoby Ellsbury. They're loaded, man. Red Sox are loaded. Trying to make a run. Now, Yankees got to keep up, and what are they going to do? They're going to do everything they can to go out and get Cliff Lee. They'll do everything they can to go get him. Should be interesting. Carl Crawford got a boatload of money. It may disappoint you, and you may hate it. I understand it. Obviously, Paulie Walnuts, Canerico, ended up going back to the White Sox. I'd call him Paulie Walnuts. But the Red Sox got themselves something going on now, and I don't hate them for it. Yes, that's the one team I'm biased for, but I'll be fair when I say, here's Crawford, got $142 million for 7 years. And I'll be fair when I say if the Yankees are better, blah, blah, blah. Red Sox were beat up last year, did not play well. Papelbon did not close well. All these things out there. But the Red Sox, they're putting together something. That's a whole lot of money for two players in Adrian Gonzalez and Carl Crawford. But that lineup is loaded. Lineup is absolutely loaded. And we'll keep an eye on, and Cliff Lee, supposedly the decision is supposed to be made by this weekend, which gives him a couple days. And I'll be shocked if the Rangers come back and throw 7 years on the board. And if they throw 6 years on the board for a 32-year-old left-handed starter, which I get, but, is he going to be that good at 39? I understand people's argument. But if you're a Rangers fan, you're bummed. And so you're going to say things that you may not want to say or you may not believe because you want him there. But are the Rangers actually going to jump up and offer and match it with 7 years at $1.65? Can they? Will they? Deplete everything they got going on as far as salaries. I mean, best left-hander in baseball. Johan Santana probably pretty damn good too, but is the best left-hander in baseball. Cliff Lee is. Hottest free agent out there just kind of sitting back in Arkansas loving life. The question is, can the Rangers bring that 7th year in there? I don't know if they can. Don't know if they can. 888-346-9144. Talking Red Sox, Yankees. Is this automatically, with the age of the Yankees in the field, Posada? Let's go through it, folks. Posada, Rivera's still Rivera. He'll be pitching at 50 and still getting people out. So Jeter slowed down at short. A-Rod, still a wonderful player. You know, their best player all around now is Teixeira, you know, or Robbie Cano. So the right side of the infield is pretty damn good. You know, the everyday catching, you know, they move around some people in the outfield. I guarantee they miss Matsui. I would. He was great in that lineup. I know Bernie Williams ain't coming back. And the Yankees can bring it. But for an everyday lineup, the Red Sox lineup's better. Younger, better, power on both sides, sneaky power with Carl Crawford, table setter. Pedroia will lead off, and that gives you – Pedroia's a former 2 years ago the MVP in this league, so he can give you pop. Excuse me. Oh, sneezing. Excuse me. I don't know why. I'm not allergic to the Red Sox, maybe the Yankees, but they've got some bat. Poppy started to pick it up, and people thought he was done the first half of the year, picked it up the second half, came on, got to start fast. So there's a lot going on for them. Euclid and Pedroia will be back to full bill of health. Key is, will Euclid be able to make the return to third base and play it great? And apparently the Red Sox think so. Urban Meyer, folks, something's not right with this. So something's not right. I'm sorry. I don't know. And I understand a man wanting to be with the fan. I get it. He's made enough money. I do. But this is kind of a two-headed coin here for me. And I'm going to tell you why. Urban Meyer says he's resigning, and he did resign, to spend more time with his family. He kind of, with the health situation at the end of last year in the bowl game, you know, and for a day he'd said, I'm done. Then he came back and got into it. He's 40, let's see, as of today, the retirement age for big-time college football coach, it's 46 years old, okay? Urban Meyer's not old. The question is, he says 24-7. I don't believe, here's what the one side of the coin tells me. I know you've got to devote yourself as a coach. Of course you do. If you want to be great at it, you've got to devote yourself at anything. But I've said it on this show before, coaches waste a lot of time. Well, apparently 24-7 wasn't working to win a national title. Why do you have to work 24? I mean, why do you have to be in an office 20 hours a day? I've never agreed with that with coaches. You'd limit burnout, and some coaches did it. John Cooper used to do it at Ohio State. Some coaches do it. Denny Green was very good at it. Is it John Cooper? And Coop and I talked about this. He'd walk by and flick the light switches of certain and make sure guys went home and had dinner with their families before they came back. Take a little two-hour sabbatical. It's sick. Go home and have dinners with your family, and then come on back. There's nothing wrong with that. This get up at 4:30 in the morning and stay there till 2:30 the next day. It's either you're really dumb as a coach, you don't know how to study, you're superstitious, or you don't get it, or you waste too much time. And I think it's the latter. These coaches aren't dumb. They want to work hard. They want to grind. It's almost as if the longer you spend at the office, that the better off you're going to be. I call bullshit. I studied my butt off. I didn't do it 24 hours a day. I know the game up and down. Know the game up and down. Mentally, and you put play there. Folks, there's only so much you can do in a 24-hour day with 11 players on both sides of the ball, 100-yard field, and 52 and a third wide. There's only so much you can do. Now, if they add 13 players to the field, it becomes a different deal. It becomes a different deal. But they don't have 13 players on a field. Sometimes they do, and you get penalized for that. So my whole thing is, how in the hell will they say 24-7? See, this is why coaches burn out. It doesn't take 24-7 to be a good football team. They may say, well, Sean, you've never done it. Well, you know what? Trust me, I've watched them and seen it. And I'm not buying it. I think yes, if you do 24-7, you're burned out. Joe Gibbs used to sleep at the office two, three, four nights a week at times. Well, you think? But to study tape up and down and do it, there is no reason, when I'm a head coach, you can't send there's no reason you can't send your guys home, let them eat dinner with their families, and come back and get after it from 8 p.m. to midnight again after you've been there all day. Keeps a wife happy or a girlfriend happy, and a happy family means a happy coach. You get more rejuvenated, you'll be better, but to sit there and watch tape for 16, 17 hours a day, complete bullshit. And any coach that tells you have to do that is full of it or wastes way too much time. We'll continue to visit this. Urban Meyer resigns. Who's going to get that job? Will Leach ever? Why isn't Mike Leach getting a job? What is wrong with all these people? 10 straight years of winning. And he can win in Florida with those athletes. He'll be in the national title game. 888-346-9144. We're going to come back and talk more about it. Something, I don't know, something just doesn't seem right with this Urban Meyer deal. Is he healthy? Is something else going on underneath that we don't know about? Or is it just family? Come on back. We'll be right back.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it. With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network. We talk about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and how to get more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk with their combined experience of 60 years in the woods. Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they're also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. Tune in every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time to IS Outdoors with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you ready to talk football with the greatest wide receiver player and coach in NFL history? Tune in to Wide Open with Andre Rison. Andre is ready to talk to you and give his thoughts on the sport. There'll be celebrity guests, coaches, players, artists, and more. He'll go beyond the game with a look from the coach's point of view and feature a high school player each week. Tune in to Wide Open with host Andre Rison, featured Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're locked in to Sean Salisbury, unfiltered, on the Voice America Sports Channel. To make your voice heard, call in to 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to SeanSalls@gmail.com. That's SeanSalls@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. We'll get to Anthony in a second. So I'm figuring out, you know what, and I know Urban says he hasn't been able to see his daughter play sports at Georgia Tech. I get that. You know, they play to be able to go from Florida to up to Atlanta and watch her. I completely understand that. I completely understand that. My question is, did somebody tell me, and I don't know, when's high school volleyball? When's high school volleyball? I think this is great because you guys know I'm a family guy first. My kids come first. You go broke, you give up everything. My kids are it for me. I'm not married. My kids are it for me. I get what Urban Meyer's talking about. When you're away, you feel guilty. When you're home, you feel like you should work. It's the truth. When all the years I'd travel back and forth, coast to coast, going to ESPN, working, there was two times I left on the day after Halloween and came home the day before Thanksgiving. I was gone that long working. Every day, traveling, features, studio stuff. And then I'd lay awake at night sometimes in a hotel room, wake up the next morning not knowing what room I was in and cry my eyes out. And yeah, it's the greatest job in the world getting paid to talk sports. But you know what? You can't replace those moments. But the one thing I did do is that I wouldn't miss games. Now there's times you miss a practice and the rest of it, but I would take a red eye flight to get home, stay home for 7 hours if I had to get on another plane. I would do it as much as I could. I didn't miss much when it came to my kids. Now you miss the everyday waking up to breakfast. I get that. But this thing with Urban Meyer, now, what happens if all of a sudden Denver offers him the job and he leaves? Are we buying into the fact that it was about family, or is he really done? I'm not questioning Urban. I'm just throwing this out there for you guys. Throwing it out there. Health issues last year. The athletic director says he now looks like he's at peace when he looks into his face. The question is this really about family? Because I know, like I said, when I was home, you feel like, man, should I be working? Although it wouldn't take away from your time, you'd cherish it. And then when you're working, you say, damn, I wish I was at home taking my kid to breakfast before school. I get both. $4 million a year he's given up. Obviously, probably has plenty of money. I don't know. I don't know who spins and goes. You know, we can't judge that. We don't know. I'm assuming he does. The thing about it is he's got girls. And why can't – here's my point. He says he doesn't get to watch his girls play sports in high school. Why? Why can't you, if the girls' game's from 6 to 8 on a Tuesday night, You got assistant coaches. They put in game plans. You can watch tape. You can't take 2 hours away to go watch and come running back. I see the time coaches waste, folks, at practice. I'm telling you, I see it. Now, I mean, in the meeting rooms, laughing and joking and coffee and walking and bullshit, and I see it. I'm not saying they all do all the time. These coaches, the job, the demands on a coach are ridiculous, because if you can work as hard as you want, but if you lose, you're a bum. But if you win, oh, look at all the hard work he puts in. I've never believed it's about working that much longer. It's about working smarter. Lord, I mean, these guys know how to study tape. It's almost as if you found out Nick Saban worked 20 hours and you worked 14, they got an advantage. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Hard work, my goodness, yes, but do you really have to sacrifice? I mean, come on, folks. I can put tape in front of you. Does it really take that much training camp? It is, because you got to put all your library of plays in and study, and you're working each. Then you come and focus on one team a week. But I'm not buying that you cannot focus on your family. I'm not buying you can't do both. Now, it's tough. You get most of your time's dedicated. Your family is your team. I get that. I'm not saying you can devote as much time to both and be a successful coach. But there is no reason on a Wednesday why you can't leave from 6 to 8 and go spend time at dinner with your family and come back home. Come back to the office when the kids are on their way to bed and study from 9 to 1. Go back home, get up at 5:30, get your 5 hours sleep, which about all most co- I mean, I don't require that much. Wake up, go do your thing again, kiss your kids good morning. If they're not up, boom. You know, there's no reason why at noon you can't skip out of school and run over and have lunch with your daughter. Is there? Let's get out to Anthony in New York. You know what? I don't believe that Urban Meyer's done coaching for the next 4 years. Now, what's going to happen? ESPN's going to offer him a job or somebody like that to do college football. We know this. They're going to want him to be in the studio and do what Bob Knight does for basketball. There's no question about it, or what Lou Holtz does. And I'm, as much as I love Lou as a motivational speaker and as a person, as a coach, I think he's unwatchable on college football studio show. It's just me. I think he's unwatchable. But I love him. I love him, but I don't think he's any good on TV. Great motivational speaker, knows how to coach. I mean, Urban's going to do something like that. We know that. Because if he is, then he's going to be traveling that too. So is he going to spend 24-7 at home like he did 24-7 with the team? I'm not buying that it's over, folks. Anthony, what's going on?
Sean, how are you today, man?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Not too bad. What's that?
You buying this, Urban? Do you buy that it's – he may take a year off, but do you buy he's done, going to stay away, going to be with his kids for the next – while they're going and going, I mean, and then that it's just family? Or is there something else underlying underneath this?
There's got to be something else underlying. When I heard it yesterday, I said to myself, last year it was, you know, his own personal health, and now he's putting the family thing. There's something going on under. I don't know. Who knows what it is? And like you said,
just throw it out there just for fun. Is there an NCAA investigation going on that we don't know about? Is there something personal-wise we don't know about? And you know what? I'm not starting rumors. I don't know.
Right.
But you know what? I've seen this happen too many times, and then 2 weeks later, the guy's coaching in a pro team or another team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know why he'd leave Florida, one of the best jobs in the world. And I do believe Urban wants a probably new perspective after he went through the health issue and saying, you know what? I want to be more fit. And I get it completely. But I also know, Anthony, it doesn't take 24-7 to be a good football team. It just doesn't.
Right. I mean,
I don't believe it.
I
think the ones that are more well-balanced, like Tony Dungy with his family, I think those guys are more successful. I just do. I believe that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when you first said it, it kind of sounds almost like he's having problems at home, whether it be with his wife or, you know, just to come up with a different excuse 2 years in a row now, it just kind of sounds, I mean, not saying that he doesn't have health problems or he wants to be with his kids, but there's like an underlying factor that led to those two excuses as to reasons why he wanted to bow out.
Let me ask you this, and this is not, I'm not starting a rumor. This is just, you know how people, we ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
We ask questions, and my brother brought this up to me last January, whenever Urban went through it. And I'm not, like I said, I have no clue. This is not digging for smut. I don't care about this. I want to know because I think he's a good man. He's arrogant, but
right.
That's the way good coaches are. And Urban's a hell of a football coach. He's built some great teams. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
It almost made my brother said, Sean, would it possibly be? How is it possible that the wife that something's gone on behind the scenes,
right?
And that the wife has said, you want to prove to me that you're into this?
Right.
That there's nothing else going on? Get mm-hmm. your ass home and show me. Resign from that job now.
Right.
And then we won't have to go any further. Is that possible?
I think it to me like I said, for back-to-back years for this to happen, it almost sounds like that's the case.
Yeah, like an ultimatum. And I'm not, like I said, folks, this is not a rumor. You heard this nowhere but right here. Just asking the questions, because this is a great coach at a great job in a great college town who I believe you can leave a couple hours a day and go see your family and be there for a game. If you're not, then I don't think you're doing it right. And he knows more about coaching than I do because he's won. He's a national championship coach. I get it. But from a person who's played, who's been offered coaching jobs, and who's been a broadcaster and been away from family, I understand what he's talking about, but I also know that these guys, that a man, and folks, I hate to say this, a man's self-esteem and self-worth much of the time, and I'm included in this and trying to fix it, is locked up in our careers.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be great dads, but women get great fat. I'm not saying they all do. They get their careers too, but I'm saying women are more peaceful than us for the most part. They seem to have more of a grip. I'm talking about in my life, more of a grip on what's going on. Men have to feel the need to go out and have a good job.
Right.
Want to earn a living, want a good job, want to come. That's where we get our satisfaction, where people at work patting you on the back, or you seeing a sale go through, or me seeing, making a good comment and people loving it, or having a good banter. And you know what? And that's what we, and then we come home, we want to be with our family, and you want to raise, and in the end, it's about being a parent. There's no question. But as we're going through it, we want to, men get there, we get our self-worth a lot of times locked up into our career, whether it's good or bad or not.
No,
it's just the way it is. And I believe that. So for me, I'm just telling you, he's going to be miserable not working.
Yeah, no, it's going to come down to a point like you said. I think even if it's not in the coaching thing, maybe he works for ESPN, you know, and does. But then it goes into the same thing where he's going to be away from the family. So, you know, it's kind of, I don't know.
What's he going to do all day when his kids are at school?
Right, exactly.
Wife's not used to having him around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, no offense. I don't want to be around my significant other if I had one 24/7. Nobody does.
Mm-hmm.
You love the family and the rest, but I just, you know what, I'm not trying to start any rumors. It may just be about family, and it's that simple, and I hope it's the case. I don't believe he's done coaching, and I don't believe that that's just the case, but that's just me.
Right.
Could be health, could be something we don't know about he's trying to keep private. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll hear about it again.
Oh, of course we'll. There'll be some digger out there who wants to find out, no question about it. And
nobody
I hope
will.
It's for family. It's good for him because he's got a wonderful family, and I'm sure he's awfully proud, and I hope that that's the case.
Right. And, Sean, one other thing I wanted to bring up. I really enjoyed your first half of yesterday's show. My girlfriend enjoyed it, too. I had her listen.
Oh, thanks.
The whole girl thing, that was really, really good. I like the...
The word. We're going to do that every show. We're going to have you know, whether it's fun sex joke talk or relationship talk, just we'll apply some of it to sports and the rest. We're going to have it. So tell her to spread the word to her girlfriends because I want... Women need to be involved in this too because they got more sense than you and I do, Anthony, and you know that.
Oh, absolutely, and it was it's really cool. If you what you brought up, you want to explain like the cover too to like women and stuff. And let me tell you something: it's really important. If a girl goes to a bar, and she can, you know, any girl can bring up Tom Brady's name or Joe Montana's the greatest, you know, quarterback of all time.
Yep.
And that's just going to get you a one night stand. But if you can get a guy's ear and bring up the cover two defense, you found yourself a husband.
It's the truth.
Believe me, I met my girlfriend, and she was hot, so I decided to talk to her, you know, even though I had a girlfriend. And she started reeling off basketball names from, like, the, you know, late 90s, because she was, like, went through a tomboy stage, big basketball fan. She was dropping names on me, like Eric Snow and Aaron McKee, and I just looked at her like, I said, I'm going to marry this girl, because, you know, no normal girl would know this stuff.
Exactly, and you know what? I got friends now, I'm absolutely shocked. I'll get friends that... You know, that know female friends that know so much about it, there's that misconception that women don't know sports, and then some of it's right and some of it isn't. But if you go around and teach them, and the reason we don't like to do stuff, you know, maybe I'm not a big technology guy because I don't understand a lot of it,
right?
I don't want to know a lot of it. So what happens? You're not a fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you know about something, the more you say, "Oh, I get this," and the more it betters relationships, guys and girls. It betters,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes it intimidates guys when a woman knows a lot about sports. Good-looking women that know a lot about sports will boggle your mind. So I'm actually, it's an unsaturated business. I'm going to go around and teach, so when they are sitting in a bar, when they are sitting at home and their husbands or boyfriends say, you know, I'm going to go with the fellas, she could say, that's okay, four of my girlfriends are coming over, we're playing our fantasy game, we're watching this, we don't need you here.
It's a great idea. You don't
see
it much.
I had it on my mind for a while, and now I'm going to do it. I think it's time.
Good luck with that. Let me tell you, you'll help a lot of women find husbands and not just, you know, guys that are just going to jump around.
And you'll also help a lot of men be really, really happy finding a good woman.
Yes.
How great is, look at her body. Look at how hot she is. Wonder if she's smart. You go up and not only is she smart, and then she starts saying, man, I cannot believe Carl Crawford got $1.42 to go to Boston.
That's
I'm a Yankee fan. I hate him. And she starts talking about middle relief. You start to say, what can I do for you, baby? What do you want me to do? I'm all yours. You're exactly right. You get down on one knee and ask him to marry you on the spot.
I told you, I knew right from that. Right when Eric Snow's name was dropped, I said, "Oh my God, I'm going
to
marry this girl."
She busted out the Eric Snow card, dude. You have to marry her.
I said it. I was like, "Yep, this is it right here." I knew it at that point.
I love it. What else is going on, Beth?
I want to talk a little about Boston. There's talk. This is great with Boston pulling out all this money because all the Yankee fans here, all my friends, they're all they're all disgruntled and they're crying. It's awesome. But what I wanted to bring up to you is this talk about the Mets possibly pulling off a trade with Boston,
right,
involving Beltran. And Ellsbury would somehow wind up back here.
Yep.
It sounds crazy. It sounds like, why would Boston do that? But the only reason I think it might make sense for them, and if Beltran can play center field 4 to 5 days a week, they're, you know, obviously the lefty power is, you know, unbelievable. But if the Yankees sign Cliff Lee, then you have two Yankee pitchers that are lefties.
Yep.
That on any given night can neutralize that entire lineup.
Absolutely.
So, to me, if you can bring in a Beltran, and the Mets can agree to pick up some of that $18 million, which is ridiculous, to me, that's your switch hitting, and he's in a contract year, so I actually expect him to play quite well.
Yep.
And I think Ellsbury would be a perfect fit for Citi Field. To me, it makes sense for both sides.
Oh, no doubt. And think about this now. And Ellsbury's coming off an injury-riddled off year for him.
Right.
But you know, you don't have – Ellsbury's supposed to be your table setter. You don't need that now.
No, you have Crawford.
Exactly. So you now you say, well, let me add a little pop, because we obviously know that when Beltran's right, he got pop, and he'll have a lot more pop at Fenway Park.
Right,
with that short right field with the pesky pole and the short, and you stick him in the outfield, it makes perfect sense. And Ellsbury, you know, he'll have a lot to play for, and he'll be a perfect fit there. Oh, it not only just makes sense, it makes perfect sense for both sides. And as much as I like Jacoby, and I know the Red Sox were high on him, you went out. It's like having, you know, if you got two leadoff hitters, and I know that Carl's going to be hit in the two hole because he can bunt and he can move him over and he's a contact hitter and he'll take pitches for Pedroia. But
right.
if something happens to Pedroia, or if all of a sudden, you know, when people got injured, there was a time when Pedroia was hitting third and fourth in the lineup.
Yeah.
When he was healthy in his MVP, or they moved him back in the lineup, that you all of a sudden say, well, hell, that's all right. I can put Carl at the leadoff slot. He can go from first to third, and he can get me 15 triples a year. So, and then you get Beltran with left-handed power in the lineup. I don't think there's any, if they can pull this off, there is no doubt in my mind that they will. Now they've, you know, all the lineups got Ellsbury hit ninth. Ellsbury don't want to hit ninth.
No, he wants that leadoff.
You don't want to hit ninth. And if he'll welcome the trade, if in fact it gives him a chance to move up in the lineup and do what he does, I wouldn't be shocked if it happens.
Yeah, they said the only thing that might hold it up is Boris, because since Beltran has a no trade clause in his contract, Boris is saying that he wants more money for Beltran to waive the contract. Which to me is total bullshit. The guy hasn't played in 2 years. He's collected $36 million from the Mets to not even play. I mean, he should be giving money back.
I was gonna say he might want to have to take a pay cut for the trade, but this is typical Scott Boris. But If he wants to rejuvenate his career and be protected in a lineup that's off the chain,
yeah, I know.
If I'm Beltran, I'd tell Scott, screw that, man. Give him $2 million back, and I'll go.
Yep, makes sense.
I'll go. Anthony, you're the best, my man. I appreciate
all right,
it. Tell your good girlfriend hello and spread the word. Starting on Monday, all kind of girl talk and sports talk.
All right, Sean. Good luck.
Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, take care.
Thank you. We're gonna come back. Love that. Gonna teach women going around the country. I'm gonna teach women how not to be a football widow to their boyfriends or husbands. This is Voice America Sports. I'm Sean Salisbury. We're coming back. We're unfiltered. Is Urban Meyer really walking away from this? For family. Keep an eye, folks. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
The Sports Mavericks Show redefines the elite athlete by bridging the gap between parents, athletes, and the community. Host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, brings to the Voice America Network original programming, balancing the pursuit of academic excellence and sports participation. The Sports Mavericks Show airs every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Listeners will be engaged in straightforward talk, spontaneous and unscripted, by the experts. Ida and her guests will explore the challenges of success and failure in sports and will help athletes and their parents navigate the transition from high school, college, and then on to the pros. We put fun back into sports and recognize role models in sports through our Sports Mavericks All-Star Award program. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Ida Moyet and the Sports Mavericks Show right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball.
shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're locked in to Sean Salisbury, unfiltered, on the Voice America Sports Channel. To make your voice heard, call in to 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to seansals@gmail.com. That's seansals@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
I'm going to get to D-Man real quick. First, let me get to an email from my man AC, who sends good ones all the time, makes good calls. He actually sent a couple good ones throughout the week. All we every day has a great email. He said he thinks Urban is running like Pete Carroll did. It just seems suspicious with the problems on the Florida campus with the players in the last class. I said before that after USC hired investigators and reported their finding to the NCAA that many programs would suffer and not promoting a conspiracy theory, there are problems possibly coming to Florida. He will be working real soon again, and the poor family will be left behind again. Maybe the Patriots? Well, it depends on what Bill Belichick's situation is, but Bill and Urban are tight. Bill always drafts Urban's type of players. Bill always goes after it. If Urban Meyer recommends it, Bill goes and gets them because he likes the way they play. Smart, athletic, and they sure as heck make an impact for the Patriots. I don't believe Urban's done for long. He may take the year off. He may take the year off. What if all of a sudden the Broncos come in and say, we'll give you $6 million a year, come on out here. We'll give you, you know, use of the private plane, private jet. Family can move out here, and Denver schools are great, and blah, blah, blah. Would he do it? I don't know. Just throwing it out there. And I don't know if it's something deeper or what's going on. I really don't. I hope it's not. I hope it's not. I like Urban Meyer. I do. I think he's a hell of a football coach, builds programs. But from the health thing last year, and they kept it secret for a minute because he didn't want to worry family or worry fans and the rest of his team. Then he came out with it and was done, then a day later came back. It was weird. And now it's back to the family thing again, and they had trouble last year, weren't as good a football team. I just don't know. And I don't believe as a good football coach, and you know what? And if a coach can come on, we'll come on here and tell me, and we will. Like I said, Mike Leach will be coming on. I don't believe you have to be at the office 20 hours a day, folks. I just don't. And if you are going to spend it 20 hours, break it up. Get there at 6:30, 6. Get a bunch done. Take your butt to lunch with your daughter in town, in a college town. You don't have to drive far in Gainesville to see your kids. I assure you his mansion isn't far from campus. Jump on over there and have lunch with your kid at school. Send your coaches home, assistant coaches, for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and go have dinner with your family. It keeps the family happy. It makes you feel secure, and it makes you feel okay, I was able to see my family, sit down and have dinner with the family. And then, you know, or if maybe you can't have dinner one night, you go watch your daughter practice or see him after. That's no problem. You don't have to get up at 4, stay there till 2 in the next morning. Complete bullshit, and I'm not buying it. I've been in teams. Folks, I've been on teams. Successful teams do not have to always do that. There'll come a time or two where you got to stay in all day because you're grinding, you're playing, you haven't played a 3-4 defense in 6 weeks, and you got to. I get all that. But every day? I don't believe your family has to take a complete back seat. I think it's a built-in excuse, and I think if they take a back seat, it's because you let them. If you want to make sacrifices, you can make sacrifices and still work. Because I assure you, in 3 months, not going to spring practice, not doing that, he'll love being with his family. But let's not forget, his kids are in school from early in the morning till late in the afternoon. You tell me. Man's self-esteem, self-worth, a lot of time locked up into what he does for his career. And you know what? He'll be miserable. I'm telling you, he'll love seeing his family, but he'll be miserable at times wanting to get home and be with his family. I mean, want to be on the field with his players. That competitive drive never goes away. And if you're away too long, you don't get it back. Let's get out to D-Man in Arizona. What's up, my man?
My man, first of all, let me talk about your show yesterday, okay? Because you got me in nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble. My girl was listening to your show, and she got all hot and bothered. What's up with Sean? I never heard him talk like that.
What do you mean hot and bothered? Hot and bothered good or hot and bothered mad?
She
hot
was
and bothered's
excited,
a good thing,
my brother.
Take it out on you.
I had to take care of business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah. Makeup sex is the best kind in the world. So, no, I was just pointing out the truth. I bet she's going to listen again, though, isn't she?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. She's probably listening right now.
Well, tell her, what's her name?
Susie.
All right, Susie, we love you. You know that. You know that. But now you know how men think and how women think, and yes, looks do matter. But anyway, well, go ahead. Go ahead, Ben.
Check this out. I think you're the only one talking about this, and I think you hit the once again, you hit the nail right on the head. I'm looking at the situation in Florida, and I saw Urban Meyer retired. I was like, okay, hold up. Something's going on here. There's no way in the world a guy could say last year, okay, the sickness, I'm sick, you know, this is going on. And the guy turns around, forgets all that, and comes right back within, what, 3 weeks at that? Goes right back out there and starts coaching. So that tells you that this is in this guy's blood, and this is what he does. He's damn good at what he does. He is a football coach. There's something else coming down the pipe. Now, you look at the Denver situation. Let's add this up. How much money is the Denver owner paying Mike Shanahan? Cake. He's now paying Josh McDaniels. Cake. He can't go in there, I don't think, and get a big-name NFL coach like John Gruden to come over there and take over the Denver Broncos organization because it's going to be more money he's throwing out just for head coaches alone. But he can't
go to college football and
get a big name there and bring him in and not have to pay him that type of money. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. Like, they can sit there and tell me, no, he's not going to Denver. He's going to Denver. It's just a matter of time.
And who's his quarterback going to be there?
Exactly. And don't tell me that he's not married to Tim Tebow.
See, that's why, yeah, I'm telling you, like I said, you, D-Man, and like I said, I hope it's about fans. This is, like I said, I haven't heard this anywhere. I don't do inside scoop trying to find out if some guy had an affair. I don't do that. I don't care about that. That's for him and his wife, and this is, there's been no talk of it. This is me on Unfiltered doing what I do and just asking questions to get people to think and then give an opinion, just like you did. And I've been thinking about it a long time. Okay, the health issue, I got that. But he went from a health issue to the next day being healthy. At least you're healthy enough to come back after a one-day sabbatical. And now, handful of months later, after all the talk, what's gone on, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, with nobody saying anything, bam, he resigns because he needs to spend more time with the family. Like I said, yeah, you could spend time with your family and still be a successful coach. But to just give it all up, and I don't care how much money you have, giving away $4 million a year, money gets spent. And you know what, some don't do it for money, some do, but I can tell you this, that $4 million a year and to take time off, that means if he's really going to take time off, well, we're going to be gone 2-3 years. He's either going to go into some big TV deal and be gone for this year, but I don't even know. So what are we supposed to believe if in 2 months he comes back and he's a head coach somewhere else?
Yeah, he's going to be
in something Denver. To me doesn't That's sound right. That's all I'm saying. Something That's doesn't sound right. Football coach always has been and always will be.
Yeah,
always will be.
Yeah, that's like telling John Madden, you're not going to have anything to do with football. Now, John Madden had a long career in the NFL, so I understood when he walked away. But, you know, I kind of like really wanted him to come back to football when he retired from the Oakland Raiders because I thought he was a hell of a coach.
Exactly.
But I'm going to tell you this.
Money to go back and coach.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. There is no way in the world Urban Meyer is walking away from football right now.
No way.
No way.
I agree.
I'm not buying that.
I agree. Just like it's the same thing when people told me 5 years when they kept asking me on here, is Favre retired? No, no, no. This is the first year I've ever said Favre's done. He's done.
Yeah.
I didn't believe it when ESPN reported it in the summertime that he was done. I said no. He's never once come out and said he's done. And when he didn't get his ankle operated on in the offseason, not to come back. I knew he wasn't done, but this year he's done. And I'm not buying it with Urban right now. I'm sorry. I just don't. I know he's a family guy and loves his family. I get that. But I'm not buying that's the only reason this has happened. I just don't. In my opinion, I'm entitled to the damn thing. There are no rumors. I don't have any inside information on this because I think it caught us all by surprise because there was nobody saying that he may step down. He just stepped his ass down. So for me, I don't buy it, and I believe that there's something, a deeper issue here. That, and I don't know what that deeper issue is, but I don't believe this is it. I just don't. I don't. Sorry, I just don't.
So, but I'll tell you this, the Red Sox really stepped up last night. Love my Red Sox.
You and me both, baby. You and me
brother,
both.
It is going to be on. Now, what I would really like to see them do is really just get into a nice little bidding war for Cliff Lee, knowing that they're not going to really sign him. But I think I would try to inch that play line up a little bit more in the Yankees.
Yeah, why don't you go off of Cliff Lee about $1.70 for $7 and let the Yankees hike it to $1.80?
That's what I'll say.
Why not?
Just let him go.
Yeah.
Just let him go.
Yeah, hike it up and let's go. Hike it up, make them spend. Well, it's going to be fun, man, but got two players. And you know what? It's not done yet because Beltran still may be a Red Sox. You never know.
Well, I'll tell you this. If Beltran does come, he better take a pay cut because he has not done anything in 2 years.
He's been making $18, $19 million a year for 2 years and hasn't. Now, he had that one MVP-type year, and he was a good player, but Carlos hasn't sniffed great baseball since. And so you're exactly right. Boris wants more. Come on now, my man. You ought to be, and like I said to Anthony before this, that if you're Beltran with the protection you'll get in that lineup.
Ridiculous.
You're asking, that's the best lineup you've ever been a part of. Your butt might want to sprint to Boston.
Ridiculous.
No question about it.
My man, love your show. Keep doing it, my brother.
Appreciate you, my man. Thank you. Tell that good girlfriend I said hello, and we'll talk this week, my man. Appreciate you.
Okay. Be blessed.
That's D-Man. We're talking it. Folks, we're going to come back and finish this up. I know we spent time on the Red Sox and baseball and Urban Meyer, but 888-346-9144. AC, thanks for the email. Something just doesn't seem right to me. I hope I'm crazy. Any man that wants, I'll never ever criticize a man for walking away from money, a great career, for family. I just won't. Because when all's said and done on that deathbed, he's not going to be talking about national championships. I lost my dad. He's going to be talking about the time we spent together and sharing those stories. He ain't going to be talking about the Tim Tebow ran for 200 yards. That being said, you can do both. If you're a coach, you're organized, right? Organize them both. Organize them both. He's too good of a coach to walk away. I don't buy it just because of one thing. Something else. Maybe his health is something else ain't right. We're coming back. This is Unfiltered. We'll finish this up as we head towards Friday.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
Take the bitch's ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Joe Cribbs, No Average Joe, is here for you, the fan, to hear about and discuss the week's top stories in the world of sports. We'll discuss not only the headliners, but you'll hear some of the smaller stories that don't usually make it on the sports wires today. It's a forum for the sports fan, hosted by Joe Cribbs, a three-time Pro Bowler with the Buffalo Bills. Joe is a 10-year pro football veteran, a former Southeastern Conference Most Valuable Player, and a member of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. Discuss the topics with Joe Cribbs, No Average Joe, Mondays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Locked in to Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered, on the Voice America Sports Channel. To make your voice heard, call in to 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to SeanSals@gmail.com. That's SeanSals@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks. We're going to finish this up. A few other things. And I want you to think about this. If you want to talk about being able to manage family and being close to your kids and your family and still get it done right, this is the perfect example. Bobby Bowden obviously did a pretty good job with his. And being able to spend time with family and has never, Bobby was forced to retire and was doing it all this time. I want you guys to think about something. And I want you to think about this. What about Joe Paterno? Now, we've had Urban Meyer retired twice, and Christine Brennan in the USA Today made a great point. Urban Meyer has retired twice in less than a year. Joe Paterno hasn't retired once in 45 years. Now, why can't more people do what Joe Paterno does? Why can't you balance both and still have successful programs? Well, people may say, well, he hadn't won a national title in a while. Well, he hasn't got the type of players he wanted in a while. So you tell me, Tell me, can't you do both? I think you can. You guys do it in your jobs. You guys do it in your jobs. And who's the so? Why is coaching more important than what you do? If you're a great salesperson or you're a CEO or you're a president of the sales team, that demands a lot of time to go sell and get people to convince people what you got to do. If you're a blue-collar person, I mean, you know, whatever it is you do, why is coaching any different? They got to lead people and manage things just like you do. I believe you can not only be great at both, being a parent and a coach or a worker, you can. It's just a matter of how you approach it and the precedent you set and how you approach it going right in. And I know if I'm ever a coach, it will not be give me 17, 18 hours a day, guys, without seeing your family. Because you can't coach well if you're not happy at home. Because you know what? There is no success in life unless you have success at home. Don't ever forget that. Success outside the home pales in comparison to success inside the home. Success at both equal a peaceful, happy life, as long as you're blessed with health along the way. Don't ever forget that you don't have success unless you have success in the home. And what does that mean? If you're single, success and peace at home, whatever that is. If you're married, success and peace in with your kids and your wife. If you've got kids but you don't have a wife, success with your kids and success in running the home and making sure kids understand and that you're at peace with what you do. There is no success in life without success in your own home, whatever that home is. 45 years, Paterno hasn't retired once. Same program. He's been a Penn State guy forever. In less than a year, Urban Meyer's retired twice. Something's not right, folks. Something is not right. It may be me saying it, but something is not right. It's hard to fathom. I'm just not buying it. Colts are going to beat Tennessee tonight. Something's got to go, doesn't it? Doesn't Peyton Manning, something's got to go? Something's got to pick up the tempo. And I think that Peyton responds. I don't see it being another issue. With him throwing more picks and them losing. I got to believe the Colts can handle Tennessee in Tennessee. Roger Clemens, folks, think of this now. Clemens, just giving you some things to think about. Roger Clemens, trial been delayed 3 more months. Supposed to happen in April, 3 more months. 54,000 pages of documents, of legal documents to pay. 54,000. So it says the defense has to go and they want to get some expert witnesses, so they're giving them 3 more months. So that's what, May, June, July. So it's not going to be till next summer, supposedly. Not going to be till next summer. Who's going to hire who? University of Pittsburgh. Colorado hired John Embry. Got Eric Bieniemy is going to leave Minnesota and go be the offensive coordinator in the University of Colorado, where he played. Good for EB. Pitt. The U. Florida. What's going on? Will it be Dan Mullen? Will they go get a bigger name? Will a guy like John Gruden be interested in that job if he wasn't interested in the U job? To me, if you can get a great top 10 college job, why would you ever coach anywhere else? Why would you leave Penn State, Ohio State? Is Harbaugh going to go to Michigan if Rich Rod gets fired? Will Harbaugh leave Stanford? Will he go to his alma mater? If he leaves Stanford, who gets that gig? The effect, and then within the NFL, when coaches start to fall, and they will, depending on the end of this season. Teams that have struggled, that jobs are safe. Jim Caldwell's not getting fired because of all the injuries in Indianapolis. Jack Del Rio, been on the hot seat all year long. It'll all depend on his playoff run here the last month of the season. John Fox in Carolina. Very important run. I think Tom Cable fairly safe, but it's Al Davis. You never know. You just don't know. If the Bears were to fold up their tent, would Lovie Smith be safe? Right now, if they filled up their tent, but, you know, Lovie was on the hot seat a little bit going in. Had to hire a new offensive and offensive coordinator and an offensive line coach and Mike Tice. Will Jeff Fisher leave Tennessee because Bud Adams is a buffoon, sticking for Vince Young instead of endorsing Vince Young, and Jeff Fisher's a great coach? Question's got to be asked. Marvin Lewis, doesn't he have to be out in Cincinnati? If the Chargers don't make the playoffs, Norv Turner, boom, see ya. Think about it, folks. Up and down, San Francisco, Mike Singletary, bye-bye if things don't work out there. Supposedly Gruden's expressed interest there, or they've expressed interest. and they're not going to make the playoffs. Alex Smith will start this week, back in the lineup. Mike said, you know things are trouble when you have to keep going back and forth. He says he's going to make a week-to-week decision on his quarterback. When you think you got three, you ain't got one. What's going on there? I mean, list goes on and on. List goes on and on. Cleveland, is Eric Mangini safe? For a minute, we thought he was because they play hard. In Buffalo, I think Chan Gailey should be safe because as hard as they play, there's not players. But you never know when somebody pulls the trigger when one of these big names comes up. Urban Meyer will get a bunch of phone calls. I mean, it goes on and on. After bowl games, there'll be other mid-range teams that are going to fire their coach. They're going to fire their coach. Even if they're 6-6, 7-6, whatever they are in the bowl, they'll fire their coach. Looking for an upgrade. University of Minnesota hired their coach, and I don't get it. I love giving guys an opportunity, but when you got other guys who want the job that have been there, maybe this is going to be a special coach. Who knows? Will Nebraska, if Bo Pelini leaves, who's going to get that job? They're talking to, you know, Tommy Tuberville. I think Randy Edsall at UConn's been contacted by them. Bo Pelini, would you leave Nebraska for Florida? Guess for the weather you would. You think you get better recruits because of the where you can recruit? I guess I would, even though Nebraska is one of those great programs. You're a big fish in a pond that's all Nebraska all the time. See all these things. And if Tommy Tuberville is able to sell himself, and I don't know how, and I like Tommy, but how he's going to, I mean, he's the Larry Brown of back NBA. Job, move. If he leaves Texas Tech, they're going to a bowl game, but they should have never got rid of Leach. So if he leaves and is able to convince the U to hire him, because he can recruit, who gets the Texas Tech job? So see, folks, we got so much sports going on. Once the football season ends, my sports stuff just begins. They were talking spring training, getting into baseball. Basketball is in the middle of the season. We'll even mix in some hockey as it rolls along. I know we don't mix in much, but good hockey down the stretch, but not much. The new golf season will kick in. We'll start talking about Tiger Woods. We'll have off-season football, trades, coaches, draft, all of it. It only gets better. It only gets better. And we go to 2 hours next week. We'll have the guy-girl talk. This is fun. I love doing this. And I hope you guys do, too, because you actually will make it happen. You really do. It ain't me. I'm just the body that gets in the way and just the one that's been blessed to be able to talk this. But it sure as heck wouldn't be anything without you guys. One thing, do yourself a favor and tune into SportsCenter. Did you see Blake Griffin, who has more monster dunks? I mean, his dunks are sick. Did you see him raise up on the back of a Laker and throw it down? Folks, you got to see it. Tune in and watch Blake Griffin. There's an array of dunks, but this is just another one in the long line. Please let this guy be in the All-Star Dunk Contest and give him the reward now. I'm Sean Salisbury. It's Unfiltered. I hope you have a great day. My best to you. Say something nice to somebody. Say something nice to somebody. It matters at this time of year. You never know what's going on in their life. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Chad, thank you for running that board as always, my man. We'll see you guys on Unfiltered Friday. All our game picks. Colts win tonight. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks for tuning in to Sean Salisbury Unfiltered. We hope you'll come back weekdays at 11 a.m. in the East, 8 a.m. in the West on the Voice America Sports Channel. Take care.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.